Sure. Well, first of all, I would like to thank each and every one of the distinguished delegates that made comments with respect to, one, the report that was presented by the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean on the assessment of where we are seeing the challenges for growth and development. I would not want to take your time in responding to each one of the concerns, but I would like to make a general assessment of the comments that have been made and pick some of them, which I think are very much in line with the work that we as UNCTAD would, are presenting and are proposing for working with member states towards UNCTAD 16. I need to underscore some of the comments have to do with the productive capacities of the region, and I think that that calls for the productive capacities of developing countries. We take very well the comment made by the needs of small island developing states that need attention with respect to how to enhance their productive capacities, and I think that that calls for the productive diversification, the economic transformation that we are working on as part of UNCTAD 16, and how we can help transform developing economies so that through value addition, for example, in the commodity sector, agriculture, extractives, energy, can actually help move up the ladder of development. And I'm glad that my colleague, Clovis Freire, is here because he will be able to go into the specifics and the details of the technical cooperation and the analysis and research that we have been doing at UNCTAD specifically to propose alternatives to help countries that are commodity dependent to move up the ladder. We are also working in the services sector, which is a very important sector for Latin America and the Caribbean, but also for developing countries. We know that services is intensive in terms of labor. Women work more in the services sector than in other sectors. And we know that by introducing value addition, by introducing more skills, training workers, we can have a stronger services sector that supports manufacturing, but also that supports a better quality in terms of the economic growth. So this is an area in which we are working at UNCTAD. For example, we have a project with the Caribbean, with CARICOM, on how to collect better data for trading services and also how to help eventually policymakers to come up with better policies, specifically to promote a services sector that is stronger and that promotes better jobs and growth in developing countries, specifically in this case in CARICOM, but we hope that that will help us also build a pilot project for the future. I also want to mention that we take very well the comment made by the G77 and China with respect to beyond GDP. Yes, we know that that is an area in which we need to focus. It's not only growth, it's what kind of growth we can offer to developing countries and what are the policies that we should be proposing for really developing countries to have a more inclusive growth and a more sustainable growth. One of the comments that I take from many of the delegates, distinguished delegates, has to do with the need to ensure that the region offers that we can offer options for the region to address climate change challenges, not only in terms of mitigation, but also adaptation to the region. At the DITC, we have the trade and environment branch that works clearly, closely with all of you with respect to how we can improve and increase finance to address climate change needs. We know that the region is a region that has the potential and has already done a lot with respect to renewable energy, but there are also a lot of challenges with respect to climate change in terms of land, natural resources, oceans, and all sorts of challenges with respect to how we can use better use of our natural resources. We are also part of the Finance for Development Conference that will be taking place in Seville in this year, and we are making proposals on how to increase financing, accessible financing for developing countries. So this is an area in which we are working closely with you, and we are ready to exchange points of views and dialogue to get your proposals and also to be able to offer our proposals on how we make sure that developing countries, and specifically in this case the report points to middle-income countries that have the trap of being middle-income countries that have the challenge of accessing to affordable finance in a very uncertain environment and also in an environment of high interest rates and inflation. I also took note of one of the points that is presented in the report that has to do with the quality of jobs, the labor markets, and the level of informality that we see in the region that most affects also women. So this is an area that is of great concern to us, as was clearly mentioned. UNCTAD is not the only one. We can work with other international organizations like the ILO, but we have in our mandate, well, the need to make sure that we create the conditions. And by we are convinced that, and I'm sure that Clovis will mention that, by being able to come up with policies and projects and concrete proposals to increase productive capacities to move up the ladder in the transformation of the economy, the structural transformation, we will be creating more jobs. And that also relates to the work that we do in competition policy and consumer protection, to the extent that we can ensure that countries in the region and also in developing countries, among developing countries, that they have strong competition laws, strong competition authorities. Competition will encourage the creation of more firms and also the creation of more and well-paid jobs. My last comment, Ambassador, would have to do with how we connect the region, Latin America and the Caribbean, with UNCTAD. I think that's a point very well taken. We try to work with not only commissions, in this case, Latin America and the Caribbean, but we always try to work with regional commissions, economic commissions, because we understand that even if development has common challenges, each region has its own particularities. So we have made an effort to work with the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean. Last year, for example, when we had our commodities forum, we had a representative of ECLAC. We have a permanent dialogue with them in specific areas that relate, for example, to trade. Also, for example, to competition policy, where we have COMPAL. It's not ECLAC that participates, but we do have a presence in the region. So we will be sure to inform member states of the work that UNCTAD does with each one of the economic regions, in this case, with respect to Latin America and the Caribbean. So I'd like to leave my comments here. Good. Thank you, Ambassador.